guys, welcome back to another episode of Seriously a Podcast. So today we're going to be talking about I forgot what our podcast was called for a second. And today we're going to be talking about ex-crushes, but before we start, I just like to plug all of our social medias at Seriously Official on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube.
Yes.
That's it actually. And we also have a Ko-fi, so feel free to buy us a coffee, help us upgrade our equipment. Please.
All our usernames can be found in our
in our
Instagram
Linktree
bio. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So with that, I'm Liz.
I'm Rain.
I'm Simran.
And let's spill the tea.
On crushes.
Yes. So y'all, what's your tell me about your first crushes. Fuck.
Crushes.
Three is not a deal.
Wait, okay, not me. I don't want to start first. Wait, what was the age that y'all had your first crush?
So if I recall, I think, I'm not 100% sure because this happened when I was in primary school. When I was 11. When I first hit puberty, when you start noticing boys. So I watched the Taylor Swift music video, I think. And then I thought the guy was super hot. His name is Justin Gaston. I don't know. But yeah. He was just really hot. He has the very dead build, he's older.
Dad bod.
Yes, the daddy look.
Yeah, the daddy look. He looks like a hot older man, a dilf.
Dilfs.
I'm not 100% sure if he's my first crush.
Okay.
But he was, I cannot remember.
So it was when you were about 11.
Yeah.
Then this, what was your, the age?
I don't remember the age, but I'm 90% sure I crushed on a lot of characters from when we were younger, we watched cartoons like Danny Phantom. Danny Phantom was pretty
I was talking to Sharma about it that day, about how the cartoon character sometimes damn hot. I had a crush on Zuko from Avatar.
Yeah,
Zuko's hot.
Zuko's redemption arc made him really cute. No, recently the other day, I saw on Nada's story, they were posting the whole crushes.
I saw Danny Phantom.
And then it wasn't even Danny Phantom. I saw somebody posting that they were into the cat woman from
the what?
From Treasure Island, the female pirate, the one that looks like a fucking cat. And I was just this person grew up to be a bit of a bottom because she's top material right there.
I'm confused. But I did see some meme posts on Danny Phantom. And how there was this trend going on about how your childhood crushes are the replica, but look like the person that you are dating now.
Nah, no way.
I saw something on TikTok. Okay, so for me, I think my first, I don't remember having celebrity crushes or character crushes.
Okay, then crushes in general?
For me, my first one was in secondary school.
That was your first?
Yeah. The first one I actually had feelings for was 14.
Fair enough.
Yeah, because, when I was growing up, I was in an all-girls school. So, there wasn't any, except for, tuition, but we didn't even interact much because I was very shy.
Got, no neighborhood boys,
No, don't have. Oh. Don't have. I was from my all-girls school for 10 years. So, I only started interacting with boys actually in secondary school.
Same.
Wait, so Sim, you only started interacting with boys in the later part of your life?
Yeah, but I used to notice boys in general anyway. I'm a very fantasizing person, right? Mm-hmm. So the first actual real boy I had a crush on was this dude at Sentosa who taught me how to surf. And my dad was there and my sister was there.
Wait,
and
how
I was
old
like
were you
12.
Then?
I was 12. 12 and I was in this damn weird swimsuit and I just couldn't stop fantasizing about the guy. Every time would be my turn where he would put me on the wave house surfboard, then he would hold my arm and be oh my god. Yeah, that was my first real man crush. You see guys on TV, then you're oh yeah, this celebrity is hot, or this cartoon is hot. But he was the real first guy. Because the guy that the people that work at wave house, they have abs.
Yeah,
because they're tan and they're tall and they're huge. He was hot.
Okay.
He was my first real life crush. I don't know.
Sim is starting to fantasize again.
Yeah, I love this episode, man. I have a lot of crushes.
Then Liz, what about your first real crush?
I had a crush because I went to all-girls school too, but I was very involved with the kids in my neighborhood. So I would always go down to the playground, you know, play with them. And so I knew a lot of like boys as well growing up. I wasn't like just stuck with girls. So I had like a crush on someone in my neighborhood. And like he went to my church as well. So I like kind of just thought he was cute, but that was about it. I think I just thought he was cute. I never had the whole like fantasy thing. I just was like, he's good looking, kind of cute, very nice. And then it was a very pure mind. And then I forgot about him when I went to secondary school.
Okay.
Or like primary school or whatever. I like kind of like forgot about crushes. So for my entire primary school life, right, I actually, everyone was like into Harry Styles and all that kind of shit. And I was like, who? Whomst? And I never understood people like you that would like fantasize about this kind of stuff. I was just sitting there like, I mean, he's not ugly.
I feel like it's the only thing that kept me going, because like my childhood is quite sheltered, because my mom like refused to let us interact with boys. And I'm not like a rebel per se, but I definitely have rebelled against my parents, right? So I feel like this is like the only way that I could feel like I could be me. Because like I feel like it's not my fault that like my mom's such a bitch and she doesn't want to let me out of the house to hang out with boys. So like what I can do is just watch shows with a lot of hot dudes and like fantasize about hot dudes. And when I mean like fantasize, right, I mean like I actually fantasize. Like I will like close my eyes and like romanticize that, like, you know, he takes me out on a date and he holds my hand, or like we go on like this roller coaster date and then I'm scared of the roller coaster, and then he looks at me and then he's like, babe, don't be scared, I'm got you. And then after that, like, yeah, it's like I legit like got a whole like fairy tale in my brain. And then like when I was 13 and like my friends introduced me to porn, then that's when I had like sexual fantasies, when like I thought about like celebrities and like boys. And I would like, yeah, I would like legit daydream like them ripping me clothes off and like fucking.
Yeah, maybe it's because I wasn't introduced to porn at a young age. That's why I didn't have all the sexual stuff.
But like, before I knew about porn, I also still fantasized that whatever I just said, like just like romance.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
I don't know. I think maybe I grew up watching too many romance stuff.
I don't know. I mean, okay. So you know how I said I like forgot about him?
Yeah.
Then like in my teen years, I like bumped into him again, and then the whole crush ball came.
Oof.
So he was technically my first real quote-unquote crush, because I had a crush on him for like the longest time, like till like 16, 17.
Like your first real, like when you actually started falling for him, was when you were,
I mean, like I thought he was cute back in like church days, so like maybe like 6, 7.
Okay.
Or like, you know, that age group. Yeah. And then like I would kind of see him once in a while. He taught me how to play drums in church.
That's cute.
It was very wholesome. And yeah. I liked him. You know, I thought he was cool. I thought he was cute. And then, like, kind of never really spoke to him, because I got so busy in primary school that I just never, like, had time for anything.
Got that PSLE.
Got that PSLE. And then, like, one day I was on my way to ballet. And I was, like, you know, wearing my, like, ballet leotard with, like, shorts. And then, like, had, like, my hair in a bun. And then, like, all of a sudden I just hear, yo, Liz. And then I'm turning around. And then he's like, sir, how's life? And I'm like, oh my god, you're still here.
Oh my god, that's so cute.
So I keep forgetting he exists. And then I'm remembering him again.
Then do you all like end up dating?
No. But we ended up like friends for a short bit. Turns out he's a bit of a fuckboy, but that's
not
that's
a surprise. But that's okay, there's a running point. Joke that we say Liz likes fuckboys.
Yeah. No, there was a whole period where like I was into him and like, I was also into another guy, and everyone was like, they look the same, Liz.
Oh my god. You have a type.
Actually, and that's how my type started.
Okay, so your type is what? Like, describe your type.
Okay, they were both mixed, and they both had really bushy eyebrows. So everyone basically was like, that's Liz's type, eyebrows. And I was like, the fuck?
Okay. We made this TikTok where like you send me a caterpillar, and I was like, okay, makes sense now. And also when we were doing the setting Liz up video, we were just like, we think Liz likes mixed guys.
Yeah.
Because she's mixed.
Okay, I don't just like mixed guys, la, but
yeah.
That you gravitate towards them, la.
I mean, I gravitate towards mixed guys too. I don't really fancy Asians much, actually.
There are some very good-looking Asians.
There are. But I think I kind of gravitate like towards westernized culture also. So like, I feel like the reason why I'm with my current partner also, right, I feel like it's because he's a bit whitewashed like me. And I feel like we can vibe.
I don't think I've ever thought about that when it came to like crushes. Like for me, it's just if I like, then I like. But at the same time, I would say that I don't really fall for people very easily, which is why I only had my first crush at
Sec
like 14, yeah. And then that one turned out very badly. Yeah, because I think it was a point in time where my parents were very strict with me.
Yeah.
So then the only reason why I liked him was because he was super nice to me. But then turns out he was like a huge. Yeah.
So you like fuckboys.
I think we all got a thing for thinking that they're nice.
Why? Why? I don't remember how we met or how we started talking, honestly. But he just ghosted me. I felt so sad. Like, because he was very nice to me when, like, he would jump platforms, like, to talk to me. Because my parents took my phone away.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so he would talk to me on WhatsApp. Then when my parents took my phone away, he would talk to me on Facebook. So, like, I was attracted to him because he was nice to me. And then, after that, he ghosted me. So, well, that was my first failed. Yeah, that was the first guy ever, like, that didn't like me back. That was sad. Have y'all liked anyone who didn't like you back?
I mean, definitely. Duh. The dude that I told you about,
yeah, the dude that she told you about.
Fucking like me back.
Okay.
Oh, he didn't like you back?
No.
He was, he like knew I liked him and then kind of like exploited it a bit. I felt very exploited. Because like, he would text me and like be like, you want to hang out today? And then I'll just drop everything and be like, yes. Of course.
Okay.
Were you like that also with that guy who like jumped platforms for you?
No, we didn't even manage to like hang out.
Wait, hold
we
up.
We didn't hang out.
Hold up. Why like, are you laughing?
Because right when she said jump platform, right, the first thing that came to my mind in the city hall in Raffles.
Oh my god!
This is the worst thing I've heard in my life.
She said that was like
jump social platforms.
I'm sorry, my brain's weird. That was the first thing I thought about. I'm sorry. I was like, dead ass, like, I legit thought you were talking about the city hall. That place where, like, you can cross over.
Then you got a bad...
Sorry.
What?
Bad crush story.
Yes.
Bad crush.
Like, got the one they don't like you back.
That was the only one.
Then same there?
Because I don't, like guys very often, right? So then, like, for after that, whenever I had a crush on a guy, I think... It was reciprocated at least.
So you ended up dating them?
That's very lucky, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't like a lot of people, so I think whenever I had a crush, yeah, this is right, I'm quite lucky to have it reciprocated.
So like when you had those crushes on people, right, like besides the first dude, then the ones that you that were reciprocated, right, how do you know that they were reciprocated? Like do they confess to you first?
Yeah, I would never confess to someone first.
Wow, damn lucky, yeah, this bitch.
I would never confess to someone first.
She had it good. Green's life is so like carefully like pieced together, I feel. Like she doesn't just impulsively.
Meanwhile, the two of us.
Yeah. Okay, I used to be like quite a train wreck because I used to be a fucking simp. I think because I don't have any action and my mom repressed me, and this is why I need therapy. Because I feel like my mom really like controlled the shit out of me until I like cannot. So like I used to simp over dudes like crazy, and like if a guy is like even like slightly nice to me, right? Like I will have a major crush on him, which is bad because like I act them like it's just retarded. Like there's two stories that come to mind which end really badly. I like the two of them. They're both like Indian dudes who are like pretty good looking and charismatic. So like the first dude was when like I first went to tuition, right? And like that was the first time I ever made guy friends. Cause like secondary school, primary school boys, like no boys, right? So like tuition was the first time I had boys. And then this guy was assigned to tutor me, right? And he was like older than me. Maybe I have a thing for older guys, who the fuck knows. But I was like legit dead ass, like fantasize about him like making out of me on the tuition couch and all that shit. And like it was damn bad. Like I would have butterflies when he like teach me math and I'm like, and I think he knew, you know. I think he knew that I can't
think
have
they all kind of know.
Right.
And then they just like pretend they don't know. I honestly no, okay.
They are like a douchebag.
I feel like when you're in the moment and they don't reciprocate, but they like quote unquote like knew about it, it feels very betrayed. But actually if you think about it looking back, right? Like now that I'm thinking about it, the fact that they didn't tell you that they knew but they still were nice to you is actually a very good thing.
No, he wasn't nice to me, he was a douchebag. Oh, like shit. He would like he would just exploit it. Like he would exploit that I'm a sim for him.
What do you mean?
Like he was just not nice to me. Like he just like talked like a actual fuckboy and be like, I don't know, I cannot explain it, but he was just very standoffish. Like all the people in tuition didn't like him. They were very confused why I liked him. They knew I liked him and they were like, why him? Like, he's such an a-hole. Like, he's not even nice to you. Like, he just teaches you and then he makes you feel dumb if you don't get the question right. You know what I mean? Like, that kind. Like, very condescending. Like, yeah, the word is condescending.
Yeah, why do you like him, Sia?
I don't know. Like, he was just hot to me. I don't know why.
Attitude matters.
It's damn weird. And then, like when I first told my sister that I like Sharma, right? Like, when we reconnected, she thought I was talking about that dude. So she was like, I hate him. Why you like him? Like, I fucking hate him. Like, he was such a D-bag intuition. And I was like, he was? He was so sweet. And then he was like, you're not talking about this guy. I'm like, no, I'm talking about like Sharma, like the cute, small. And she was like, oh, no one knew you liked him. Everybody knew you liked that Indian D-bag. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I like the guy in tuition too. And then like, actually, the first time I ever confessed my feelings to somebody, it went, it backfired.
Oh my god, you
It backfired, so seriously. Happened? I was like Chinese tuition and I liked this guy. I thought he was cute. He was like kind of nice. We hung out after tuition. And then like, I told him I liked him. And then from then on, he called me Medusa and then pretend to turn to stone.
That's so Yeah. That's way worse than my story. Actually, no lah. No, it was way worse. It's way worse. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that happened to you.
It's okay, because every time he saw me, he would just be like... And then I was like,
okay, Liz is stoning. If you don't know what's happening here, Liz is stoning.
Okay, I have a similar story, right? The guy blocked me. Like, he was from work. And he was someone who was nice to me, and I liked him again. And I don't know why. They're nice to me the first time, then they become a-holes, and I like them.
I think it's because they know you're, like, hooked.
Yeah.
Then they don't need to be nice anymore.
But I don't know. Yeah, he slid into my DMs, right? And to tell me that I was pretty. And I replied him back and I was just like talking and I was really excited. And then after that, like, he blocked me on Instagram. And then he told everybody at work that I was like this creep. And I was like, what the fuck?
You came on to
my DMs. I didn't slide into your DMs. And then you made me feel like I'm this like stalker, creepy girl. Like, I didn't do anything. I just liked you. Like, is it so bad to like someone? And then like for a while I had a phobia of like crushing on guys, because I just thought that if you liked a guy, right, they would just find you weird. And like, this story is so sad. Like, I feel bad that that happened to
the
her.
Thing is, I feel like that is what happens when people are too immature to deal with it. Like, they don't know how.
I think it's like playground rules, honestly.
But I think it brings us to like the next question I have, which would be, then when someone had an unrequited crush on you, how did you deal with it?
How do you deal with Medusa boy?
Queen. That's unrequited, like they like you or
yeah,
you like them.
They like you and then you don't like them.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I've mentioned this in I think another podcast that we did, but I try to get them to confess so that I can like kind of end it there. Mm-hmm. Especially if I see them being good friends with me or if I like can tell. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, like, somebody else will tell me that they have a crush on me and then I'll just deal with it as is. So like, I had a guy confess. I had a really good friend of mine that was like into me, and then like before we became friends, way before, he kind of like, I think my friend could tell he liked me. I'm pretty fucking oblivious. I walk around like I don't know what's going on in life. And she was like, apparently she asked him, why are you like, are you into her? And then he was like, I wouldn't mind. And then basically that was the day I decided I was gonna like, you know, just have my fun. And like,
that's mean.
No, she did say this in the episode though.
Yeah,
she
I remember.
Yeah, I mean like, to be fair, we ended up being really good friends and like, I don't regret it. But I think the way I describe it makes me sound like I'm an asshole. But the reality of it was just I wanted to kind of like suss him out as a person and then probably get him to like tell me that he liked me, and then basically, or like get to a point where like I could tell him that I wasn't interested without him having the ability to back out and be like, who said I was interested in you? That's why I like when they confess.
But why though? Like, for me, like, I would just... Okay, what I used to do was slowly stop talking to them.
No,
but the thing is, like, I feel like to get someone to open up and be vulnerable to you and then reject them would be something that could be hurtful.
You're right, lah. But the thing is, when you slowly stop talking to them, you're killing the friendship. Whereas I had already become friends with him, and I was really good friends with him at this point. Like, we both bonded over family problems. Like, we're both very similar. So he listened to a lot of what I had to say, and I was very open to him too. And because of that, I could, from like, even without my friend telling me he liked me, I already started to see it. And then I was like, I need him to like say it so that I can like end it here and then continue our friendship. And then obviously that crashed and burned because, you know, 3 years down the road, he like decided that being friends with me was a bit too toxic for him, which is, you know, whatever. hurt while it hurt, and I probably haven't quite gotten over it, but I think it's possible, and we did talk about this in the guy and girl friendships, but I think when somebody has a crush on you, you have to maintain a line. Like, there are some things that, even though they're your friend, you can't tell them. Like, as some things I learned from being friends with him was, like, I was starting to club and starting to party, and, like, you know, as much as you want to tell your best friends everything that happened at the club, with him, I couldn't, because it hurt his feelings, you know, hearing what I had done with a guy, or hearing what had happened in a club, or what I wanted to do, or, like, who I was interested in. It's something you can't tell somebody who has an unrequited crush on you.
Yeah. No, I have, like, a similar experience, but except, yeah, like, a few years later, I ended up cutting the guy off completely. Because, there was this guy who kept confessing. I just kept confessing. So then, to me, it was always a joke. Like, I always turn him down in a joking manner. Like, you know, stop. Like, I don't like you back. You know that. So, until I think when I got with my current boyfriend, he was still doing that. So then, that was crossing a boundary. Because you already have a partner. That's not nice to do. And that's disrespectful. So, I mean, that friendship was... It wasn't like we talked a lot. It was just nice to have, I guess. Like, it was like a very low maintenance type. But every time we talked, he would confess lah. So then, I just ended it. And I was like, nah, stop. And I blocked him.
I think you're smarter than me. I feel like I probably should have ended it a lot earlier. Because it was like that too lah. He would constantly, like, you know, tell me he liked me. And I'd be like, lol, no. And then it started becoming really toxic. Because it became like... I don't know if I mentioned this on a podcast, but I know that some of you guys know this, but like, it became one of those things where he'd be like, oh, it's a shame you don't like me. You know, I would be so much better. Yeah. So it was just very, very unhealthy. And obviously, I probably wasn't very healthy for him either, for stuff that I will not be disclosing on this podcast or like on this episode. But it became very, very unhealthy because it was like Rain's situation where he was constantly confessing. I was constantly rejecting. And it just never stopped. And in relationships, he would tell me that I deserve better and that he was better. And he wouldn't stop it. And obviously, I didn't take him seriously. And in Indigo's episode, Indigo was like, yeah, I mean,
oh, I remember
no
that
chance,
now.
Right?
Okay.
So, like, no
I remember
threat.
That now.
So,
now about you, Lesin? How do you deal with
I kind of empathize with Liz because I understand why she did what she did with, like, the whole confessing thing. Because I think... I was very hurt by the first guy that I dated because I confessed first for that. And like before that, I never confessed anything. Like it's all just crushes, right? But like for that guy, like I confessed to him first and I was very hurt that he ended it over text, right? So like I didn't want to like be... Because I think something that we all learn from this podcast is sometimes your friends give advice that is bad. So what my friends told me was don't be vulnerable. Like he dumped you because you liked him first. I took that way too seriously. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to confess first. So like the next guy that liked me, right, he was so nice. He was so nice. Like he was like damn amazing. And like I was such an asshole to him. Like the whole thing crashed and burned. Because like I was just not a good person to him lah. And I knew that. And I was too young to know that like back then. But I know that now. But I did the same thing where, like, I would just string him along, kind of. Like, he knew that I liked him, but then, like, I wouldn't say it, and he had to say it. And when he said it, like, I didn't even, like, reciprocate nicely. And, like, it didn't even progress to anything. So I basically just made him confess to me just for it to, like, end. And he was very, very hurt by it. So, like, I empathize with her why she did it, because I have my own reasons why I did it also, whether they are good reasons or not. But, like, I feel like that was what I felt was the only way that I could know if he liked me back then. I couldn't find any other way to know.
I think the reason that we do stuff like this is because it's like very nice to know where you stand in someone's life.
Yeah.
No matter whether it's for a good reason or bad reason, it's good because then it gives you the ability to like figure out how you're planning on reacting to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like the unfortunate thing about forcing someone to confess is that in that moment you actually don't know how the fuck to react. You just wanted to get them to that point.
My reaction was so fucking bad, yeah. It was because I already met Sharma. That's the problem. Like, you know, I feel like I always talk about this, but sometimes it's like wrong timing, like fucking bad timing. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I really, really shouldn't have pushed him to confess that, to me. Like I knew, you know, like, you know, it's such, like, it's so like, annoying. I hate myself.
You want to push them into that. And then when it happens, you're like, ah, shit. Maybe I shouldn't have pushed
him. I cannot turn back time.
Don't like you back. Fuck.
I liked him back, but I was like, I had to make like a choice, you know. So I was very, very stressed out because I'm like, him or him. And I really made him confess. I made him confess, eh. And I was like, fuck him or him. Like, I was such an asshole. Like, I'm not even surprised that, like, he needed time away from me. Because I, yeah.
Well, safe to say, I'm the one who deals with it best.
Yes, Rain's dealing with it is just step back.
Yeah.
And think about the situation.
No, I mean, like, what? Well, the thing is, I feel like the people who confess to me, right, like, we are not super, super close to begin with. So, to me, if the friendship ends there, then okay lor. Like, if we cannot continue the friendship because of this, then to me, so be it. Like, I am not that close to that person to want to keep the friendship.
I think that's,
you know, that's my point of view.
I think that's fair though. That's actually very, very healthy.
Yeah.
Like, in all honesty.
We both just so happen to have friends who are super close to us. That's why we like deal with it differently, yeah. I guess.
But obviously, just to like, I guess, for anyone that's listening to this, cutting someone off because they like you isn't always like, it's a very mature move and there's nothing wrong with it, but it's not.
I don't think it's mature in a sense that it depends on the situation.
It could be very healthy for you, but it's not the only option.
But the thing is, okay, if you're like someone, right, and they don't like you back, then are you okay with just being their friend? Because I can't, eh. Like, I think I would just be very hurt by it. Like, I would, and if they're dating someone else, I'll just feel, like, awkward. Because, like, I would know what they're doing with that girl, and I'm just like,
I cannot be friends.
It's not me.
I cannot be friends with someone that, like, I like and doesn't like me back. I think, like, the very first crush that I had, like, it told me that, like it was very hard for me to, it was just a rumor that he was dating some other girl. He was 1 year older than me, so there was this rumor that he was dating a girl in my school who like I saw quite often, and like yeah, like I just kept looking at her and just kept thinking, what does she have that I don't have? Yeah. So to me, it's like, I don't think I can be friends with someone that I have a crush on and it's not reciprocated.
I think maybe just my lack of imagination keeps me able to do this, enables me to be friends with people, because I don't think about it. Okay, I don't think about it in depth. But I recently have, I mean, I'm still friends with my exes, which is, I feel, suffice to say that I have the ability to be friends with people that I used to like. And I think as long as I know where I stand with the person and that it's been communicated and it's been outlined, you know, like, they're like, right now nothing's going to happen because, you know, you're you, I'm me, and I'm going to go into another relationship, then I'm, hurts, it stings a bit. I can tell you right now with somebody that we will not be naming, who has a similar name to a color on the rainbow. When he started dating someone, I was a bit like, damn. But that's about it. I was just like, it was a oof. And it was like a, okay. And then we talked about it and I was like, I feel this way, you feel this way. And then we had a conversation and then we both came to, like, he knows how I feel. So I'm not like, you know, not dealing with it badly. And there's also, this is a bit weird, but recently, like, one of my best friends, like, got into a relationship. Then, like, I wasn't into him, but then I started getting confused about him. Then, like,
this story.
He got into a relationship. Then while he's in a relationship, when I first found out that day, I felt damn betrayed. And I didn't know why I felt betrayed, because I don't even like him.
It's a possessive best friend thing, I feel, sometimes.
I don't know. I'm confused about whether I like him or not, let's be real.
No, yeah. I was literally just talking to her about it that day. We, like, talked about it quite damn in-depth, actually, about, like, that very conflicting thing in your brain sometimes with, like, best friends about, like, how do you really feel about them? Because, like, if someone's good enough to be your best friend, then you must really love them a lot, you know? And sometimes that love, one day you can just open your eyes and see them differently, and it's like, you cannot help it. It's so confusing to navigate. But,
and, like, I think the worst part is, okay, so I'm in a relationship. He's in a relationship. The worst part is, we like recently talked, not that recent, but he was like telling me about like this girl, and which is fine, but he was actually talking to me about how he was like, I mean, you'd never like me, right? And I was just standing there like,
I get very awkward.
Do I ruin the relationship now or later?
It's very awkward when they ask that, because it's like,
yeah, we were talking about like moments that we have shared, and we were talking, so we basically watched Us. It was a horror movie, and then like, yeah, we were like
good.
We were like kind of flirting, well, not really flirting, but it was like a lot of like, I mean, I do this with a lot of my friends, you know, like we kind of like, you know, punch each other or like occasionally like shove him or like, you know, that kind of shit. But like there was one moment in the entire movie where we shared this near moment, and if something had happened, I would have let it happen. And
oh my god,
what is this story, Liz? Quick, spill it. Spill it.
Oh my god.
No la, I mean like if he had tried to kiss me, I probably would have. And so if he had asked me out, I probably would have, like, I would have sincerely thought about it. No, this was way before we were in a relationship.
Okay, before.
We were reminiscing about the past.
Oh.
Yeah. And he was saying, because I was saying like, I think there was at least one moment, and okay, he was like, which moment? I was like, I don't know la. Like there was just one, and he was like, yeah, I like to think that we had one moment during Us. And I was like, yep, that's the moment I was thinking of too.
So what was the moment? They all lock eyes and like into each other's soul.
No, like, because he's ticklish.
Huh?
Like, okay, his knee. So I was like, I was just constantly jabbing him. And then was one
when
moment where we were
movie,
like leaning on each other. And then like, we kind of like looked at each other. And then I decided not to ruin the friendship.
Okay.
Because like, I value the friendship with him way too much to ever put it in that kind of jeopardy. Like, I would rather be confused about my feelings for the rest of my life than to...
For the rest of your life?
No, I'd rather be confused about my feelings and like be happy in my like current predicament, mm-hmm, than to like quote unquote end it, or like if I was single to like pursue this with the thought of it potentially failing.
Mm. Yeah, actually I used to be scared of that also, like doing stuff with friends. But then, I don't know, I feel like life's too short. I have a different perspective now.
Going back to what like Liz said just now, right? From about how you what was it? I think staying friends with someone you have a crush on, I can only do that after I get over them.
Oh yeah.
Like years sure after. But I mean, yeah, I'm friends with one of my exes, and like we talk from time to time, and like it's just very platonic. Like he's a good friend, and that was the basis of the relationship. What? Yeah. So
no, that's true. Like we discussed this in the Can You Be Friends with Ex episode, if you all want to check that out. But it's true. Yeah. Like, it's possible to eventually, maybe in the future, like, work things out.
For some, no.
For some,
yes.
For some.
But yeah, you were saying, someone was saying something.
No, I was just going to say it's the same with crushes. That's it.
Oh yeah, no, it's the same with crushes. Like, just because you have a crush on someone, like, doesn't mean that y'all can eventually be friends. Because I feel like crushes is like, sometimes you can't help it, you know. Like, we're all human. Sometimes you just feel what you feel. But like, whether it's meant to last or like turn it into something more, or like just stay as like a harmless crush, it doesn't really fucking matter. But also, I wanted to say something about like that when you have a crush with your friend, right, and the whole thing, I feel like boundaries sometimes very important, because like you don't want to like hurt each other. So like if you have like a crush on your friend, then I don't know, navigate it carefully, I feel. Because, like, if not, feelings can get hurt.
I think something that I respected about him, like, the best friend guy, the recent one, was that when I said I wasn't interested, I think he tried one more time, and he said, like last time, basically, and then he just kind of stopped. Yeah. And then he never brought it up again, which is something that I never thought I would appreciate as much as I do after the last one.
No, yeah.
Okay, so I think like something that we've learned at the end of this episode basically is just, you know, communication. Don't lead somebody on. If they have a crush on you or you have a crush on them, I think it's honestly just the best to be honest about it and to be honest about how you feel and where you guys can go from there. Whether or not it's a, you know, we're not going to be friends anymore, or whether it's a like we need to take a break from this friendship, or it's like a let's fucking date or fuck or whatever. And, you know, if y'all want to share your crush stories with us, that'd be cool. You know, we can like post them on our stories or make a post or do something. It's pretty fun to hear y'all's first crushes, especially the character ones. Because I'm actually damn curious what kind of fucking characters y'all like. So with that, thank you guys for listening. Have a nice day, and remember to follow all of our social things. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.